7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Port Arthur, Texas. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Bun B. Daniels. And joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Chad Butler Fortner. What's going on, man?
Yeah, man. You already know, man. Another beautiful day to be alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the, you know, RIP to the Chad Butler. I always appreciate that. I got to do this real quick, though, man. I got to throw it out. I know I'll be coming with some old depressing shit lately, man. But, hey, man, my partner passed. You know what I'm saying? And my 6-7 family. Shout out to Rodney Caston. Shout out to my 6-7 family. They part of the tribe, you know, vicariously, whether or not the tribe knew it or not. You know what I'm saying? I got to play something, just let something run in the background real quick for my people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Shout out Mike. Shout out VSOP. Shout out that orange and blue 6-7 goals value. Skip the tutorial. Tied up with that orange and blue boost. You know, whoop, whoop. But yeah, man, rest in heaven, man. Rest well, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Riding it, man. Probably try to hit up that Shreveport, you know. But yeah, man, other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed and highly favored on this wonderful day. Glad to be doing this again with you, bro. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good today, dude. And I'm sorry to hear about that loss, man. I really am.
Hey, man. Hopefully this will be the last week in a while I'll be on that shit, man. But I can't, you know, I can't be on this and look myself in the mirror and not, you know, shout out some real ones, man. You know, I appreciate that, though. You know what I mean? But that's whole family. That's a whole situation, man. So, like I say, man, it's really extended tribe that the tribe don't even know about. You know what I mean? So, gotta pay respects to the fallen soldiers and such.
For yeah, real. For it's sure, real, man. Yeah. I mean, we gotta pay respects to those who helped form us in some way. I mean, every little interaction we have, you know.
Yeah, man. Like the people that listen that don't know that like these people are important to what I do and what we do on here and don't even know it. Like it's behind the scenes support, and that's what it is. So, but yeah, man, it's really, you know, he in a better place, man.
Yeah, we, for sure. Going man. Through.
Yes, sir.
Well, much respect, man. Good track too. Excellent track
Oh yeah, man. That's you know, my old alma mater, Gremlin. They got homecoming this weekend and everything, and that's one of the tracks right there from back in the day to really age myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, one more time for the one time, you know. But see, you know about that being from the South Texas.
Oh, hell yeah,
you know
bro. Boss yeah, Hog, brother.
Yes, sir.
Love that. Love that. But if you don't know who we are, we're Skip the Tutorial. We're a video game show. What we do is me and Todd get together every week when we talk about video games. Sometimes we break down the news, what we've been playing. Sometimes we do reviews. But mostly, as Todd likes to say, what do we talk about, Todd?
Whatever the fuck we like, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's us. We do what we want. Don't mess with it.
Yep.
Just like Bun B. I'll put out an album. I don't care. I'll get everybody to guest on it, too. I don't care. Anyway, so, yeah, Todd, this week is going good, though. It is. We've been enjoying something, and I know that everybody else in the world has, too, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later. A little bit of Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah,
Red
man.
Dead. Oh man! Back in the saddle.
I'm addicted. Fuck.
Me too. I've been getting little sleep. Very little sleep.
It's sacrificing on the other games, man. Little bit of time, but we'll get into that. That's basically what today's about, though. We gotta give Red Dead its proper time.
Yes.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just like with God of War, we could talk about this later, Todd, if you want to.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. Let's knock out pleasantries first.
Let's get some pleasantries out of the way. We got some shout-outs this week. If we missed anybody, we definitely apologize. One guy I definitely want to highlight is Howard the Dave. I love that name. Howard the Dave instead of Howard the Duck. It's perfect. He says, on Twitter, I think I just found a new podcast. Just heard the STT Pod Boys on Top 5 of Death. Naturally, I went and instantly listened to their SNES episode. Anyone that gives that much love to Final Fantasy VI is all right in my book. And yes, Kefka is the best video game antagonist ever. Thank you for confirming my thoughts, Howard the Dave.
Man, and further pushing forward the fun time I know you did too with the guys over at Top Five of Death. And yeah, man, appreciate the feedback, sir, and going back and listening to that NES episode. Welcome.
Absolutely. Also on Twitter from Shanice S. Reed, she sent us a DM. She said, "Wow, thanks for the following back, guys. I'll take this opportunity to say that I found your podcast about a month ago, and it has made work so much more fun for me. I drive around all day, and I bet I look pretty silly sometimes laughing hysterically by myself in the car. LOL. Anyways, thanks for all you do. Stay humble." And she put a little peace sign emoji in there. So thank you, Shanice. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Also, Trevor Ollinger on Twitter, he brought up a good point earlier this week. He was saying that he was trying to find the episodes on Podbean, but couldn't find the latest episodes on Podbean. We wanted to address that on the show. We tweeted at Trevor if you want to go look at our Twitter feed. But the thing is that we've been having some problems with Podbean, connecting with Anchor. We used to be primarily Podbean, but we've switched to Anchor. Anchor is where you want to go. But we're on Spotify, we're on Anchor, we're on iTunes, Google Play, Beyond Pod, basically any podcatcher that you have. I'm still trying to work out a way to get Anchor to translate to Podbean. They say it's possible, but we are working on that right now. Still have a profile up over there. But right now, just for everybody's information, that's where you want to go, is your other primary podcatchers. But Spotify, if you have it, that's a great way to do it, or Anchor.fm. And if you want to support us on Anchor.fm, you can donate to us monthly. That's a thing that you can do. Or you could go buy our shirt. I'm going to say go buy our shirt, because our shirt's dope. It's badass.
If you so choose, absolutely, and I'm with you. I'm with you 1,000%. I don't know if that shit just screamed in your ear, B, but if it did...
It did not.
My bad. All right, good shit. Yeah, man. Yeah. That's weird, though. So the Podbean ain't working? Because I think I played it on Podbean. Yeah, but...
Yeah,
going through that shit.
It's just that we're going through the transition of going to Anchor to Podbean, and some of the stuff's not translating, and I can't get the Anchor to read the Podbean feed. Anyway, that's all technical shit. But we're trying. Like we're getting it down. Damn it.
Yeah, man. We don't have control over that shit, man. That's bigger than us. B.
It is. I don't know coding. I don't know HTML. That's their problem. I don't understand things.
You understand it. You just don't have control over it. You don't work at Podbean, fool.
I just yell at the computer. Work.
That's exactly
what I do.
Maybe you do work for Podbean. Maybe that's how we get to number one on iTunes sometimes.
That's it.
You holding out on me? I knew it.
You caught me, man. I've been working for Podbean this whole time.
None of this is real. Nobody's really listening.
No, I'm making it all up. I'm just selecting our download numbers. Oh, man.
Hey, motherfuckers.
Hell yes.
Anyway, bro. All right. Once again, this is a loose one, peoples.
Yes. And one other thing before we move on. This week is election week, right? As we do at Skip the Tutorial, we don't take sides here. We just try to stay as logical as possible, but we do talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. But go out and vote. Do it. Just do it. Like, you got a right to do it as an American citizen, so go fucking do it. Go exercise your right. It's fun. You go in there for a booth for 5 seconds. It's actually not fun. It's kind of boring. But you go in there for 5 seconds. You vote on, like, the things you care about. But just do it. I'm just saying, just go vote. That's all I give a shit about. Just go do it for us. And if you're in Texas, this one's an interesting race. So go vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just do it.
That's some real shit, B. Or don't vote.
Fuck or don't. It. You're an American. You can make your own fucking decision.
But that's the thing, man. Be cool with either choice you make. You know what I'm saying? Damn it, man.
Yes. Damn it. Yes.
I wish I could vote.
Yes.
But anyway, that's a whole nother story. Excuse me.
You ready for some video game news, Todd?
Let's get to it.
Channel 4 News with 5-time Emmy Award-winning anchor Ron Burgundy. Cham Kine Sports. Rick Tamlin, weather. Wow. And your reporter in the field, Brian Fantana. It's Channel 4 News at 6 o'clock.
All right, this is going to be live news. All right, you ready for this? Okay.
Starting something new.
Yes. Call of Duty community not happy that Black Ops 4 weapon variants require $200 or 250 plus game hours to get. Same shit, different day. Come on.
Did you play Black Ops?
No, I did not play Black Ops 4.
Black Ops is so much fun.
I've heard. I've heard it's a blast.
Well, I don't know. Okay. It's so much fun in the sense that I haven't enjoyed Black Ops since probably Modern Warfare 2, maybe. And I really been off the Black Ops bandwagon for quite some time, for real. Couldn't support it. So maybe it was just a new experience and a new feel. And it really was one of the, it is probably the most top-notch Battle Royale experience I've ever had an idea of playing. I just couldn't get in and support it without a story mode. At $60, and I had a feeling that this bullshit was coming.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a red box for me right now. Like, fuck with it, check it out, and then just bring that shit back. Because that's what I did. But anyway.
Man, I feel you, dude. I've thought about doing the exact same thing. Because, I mean, I've liked Call of Duty games on and off, but I'm tired of giving a shit about them in any capacity. And when there's other games out there that demonstrate shooters or multiplayer aspects in a better way than trying to scam money off of people, or, you know, and I'm not even going to necessarily call it scam money. It's just dirty. It just feels like a dirty business practice, and we've talked about it a bunch. But when you get like Overwatch out there, and you got freaking Path of Exile, which I've been playing on Xbox and computer, like, you got a bunch of free games that show you that you can buy loot boxes that are cosmetic. They will make money instead of giving people advantages by spending money. I don't know. It's just a dirty business practice.
I will say, though, when I look on my friends list, I just innately don't have that same urge to be like, why are you wasting your time playing the duty, as my boy Fett would say. Man, come on, man. Get on the game and play the duty with me, my brother. That's what he would say. And I'd be like, I can't play the duty, bro. I can't play the duty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time. This year, though, when I see people, I'll be like, okay, I get it. Especially if you got friends. But we all knew that bullshit was coming, man. My bad. I had to get in on that. We hadn't really had a chance to talk about motherfucking Black Ops because all we've been doing is Red Dead.
I know.
Shit.
I know. Next piece of news. Sucker Punch Studio says, we don't have pressure to increase the scope of Ghost of Tsushima just for the hell of it. I like that. Don't edit the game just because you're getting pushed for it or people want it. Like, if you have a solid game as a developer, take that stance and go, this is the game we have. I like that. That's good. Good. I'm glad for that.
Nah, I'm just waiting on that one.
Me too. It looks really good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Kohl's Black Friday 2018 gaming deals have been revealed, so you can check that out at Kohl's.com. There's a couple of articles out there, too. You should be able to Google it. A bunch of PS4 games for sale this week. God of War Collector's Edition, Diablo 3, and a whole lot more. Pick up God of War if you haven't done it. Just do it. Do yourself a favor. Play one of the best games of the year. Is it the game of the year? I don't know. But play one of the best games of the year.
Totally worth it. That's the question.
It is the question.
That's the question. That's the question of the day, honestly. I mean, you are... Look, I'm going to say it probably again this show. You know what it is with God of War. Now, somebody told me that my Kratos tattoo, now all I need to do is add a beard and a cowboy hat. And I kind of chuckled a little.
That would be fucking fantastic. Oh,
I could never do that. But like, it was just, you know, that's probably my most expensive tattoo. That tickled me a little.
I have a buddy who's got he's got an Autobots tattoo on his leg.
Stope.
And then after the movies started coming out, he had a banner put around it that said, "Leave it alone, Bay."
Man, and I see that when you say that, like, I have an Optimus tattoo. That's probably my most expensive, worst tattoo that I have. It's horrible, but I fuck with it. I just like tattoos. That's funny.
Man, I need to get my first tattoo.
That's my fault. I need to hook you up with my tattoo artist, man. Flea. I slipped on that. But I'm telling you, what you showed me you wanted, you're going to pay for it, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah, that's going to be expensive in a lot of sessions. A lot of sessions.
I'm coming to the first one. I'm coming. I'm not lying. Because that's real ambitious there, buddy.
It is, especially for a first one.
But hey, I think you could do it. But I mean, you never know until that till that needle start and you hear that, and then it hits you. Then you get to see. Maybe never know till you do it.
Maybe I'll start with just like the Dallas Stars logo.
that's good. That's a good one.
A little bit of color, not too much ink. Like,
oh man. So like a tramp stamp, man. That's what we gonna do now.
Of course. No.
No, my bro. I was
gonna get a Luigi tramp stamp. Sorry, that would kill me.
I don't know what's the time marker. anyway, bro.
It's Luigi time.
All right, man. What's
all right? More news here. Yeah. More news. Yeah. THQ yeah. Nordic enhances Darksiders War Mastered Edition and Darksiders 2. Great games, fantastic games. Definitely recommend playing them. Forever Forest is coming to the Nintendo Switch this month. Two Cartoon Network RPGs are also coming to the Nintendo Switch. I don't know about this month, but they are. Oh, and bigger news. Kirby has been revealed to be the most powerful character in Nintendo Land.
That makes sense.
It really does. The guy sucks everything. He feeds off of spirits. He eats powers. He shoots your own shit back at you. The guy's unstoppable. Just unstoppable.
Excuse me.
No worries.
I choked up with that one. I choked up. It happens sometimes. I don't know. But come on, bro.
Sometimes I have to say the thing.
Have you seen why you were saying that? I knew it was coming.
Of course.
That's what she said. But like at the end of, like, I was thinking about, have you seen the meme with like that says like a short girl, what it looks like when she's mad, and it's a little Kirby toy or a little, I don't know, whatever, with a knife. Have you seen that one? Like with the butcher knife?
Yes. No? Yes.
That's what I was thinking about when you said Kirby. I zoned out.
I've also seen the one where, it's Kirby who eats the fire leaf, and they make it fire Kirby, and it says, this is what happens when my wife gets mad. And it's true.
It's so cute. But see, I say that to say, like, Kirby is a dude, though, right?
I mean, he's a floating clit, so I'm not actually sure what Kirby is.
See, bro, that's what I'm saying. I assumed Kirby was a female it thing.
Todd, why are you trying to gender Kirby? Stop trying to gender Kirby.
You gendered him. You said he. You didn't say it.
Oh wait,
that's what
I did.
Made me think about this.
I did.
That's
do
where
that
came
I?
From, sir.
Oh, that was my fault. I am
said,
so sorry.
You said he was sucking everything and spitting the shit back out, and I zoned out thinking about the little meme.
Kirby likes the snowball.
That's not fair to me, sir. Actually, you gendered him.
I did do that. I'm
Which
so sorry.
Which bathroom would he go in?
He would go into the family restroom.
Anyway,
she hit, I don't know, Kirby, pink Kirby.
Apologies for people that don't like random shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, pending skip the tutorials statement on anything is we don't give a shit what you do. Just as long as you're good people.
Yeah, just don't hurt. As long as you ain't hurting nobody. Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Get up now. White PlayStation Gold wireless headsets are now available. Why they gotta be white?
Bruh, that's what I was saying, son.
Had to do that one. I had to. Apparently the real Super Mario has died at the age of 84. I don't know who the real Super Mario is. I didn't know that was based off a real person.
Say, bro, me and my old lady was having a conversation. No, it was me and my sister. Me and my sister in front of my old lady was having a conversation and came up with the theory. Like, it's not even my theory. I think I've heard it somewhere else before that Super Mario really is the angry ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is, right? That's
like
100%
he's actually
true.
The villain. We've talked about this before, but we went into some real depth. It was like,
He's an asshole. He is an asshole.
Maybe King Koopa is the only one that could protect Princess Peach from Mario. She keep going back to him, man. That's all I'm saying. Either that or Princess Peach about that whole life. She's got a little thought in her.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. I do. Target's Black Friday 2018 deals includes a Mario Maker 2DS bundle for $79.99. Pick that shit up! $80 for that? Fuck you. That's awesome. Pick it up. I'm just saying, Mario Maker's the best. And all the games on the... I have so many DS games, because it's a badass little handheld. Just saying. Do you have a DS, Todd?
No, sir. No. I went through like 4 3DSs, though. I gave 3 of them away, and like the last one broke. So, I mean, I fuck with that. I had the 3DS. I enjoyed that. It was dope for what it was. But at that time, I was big into my PSP, especially because I had it hacked, so I could get all the, you know, God Eater on there. I had all kinds of shit there at that time.
God Eater's such a good game, too.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I know how much you love you. I've seen you with it. I've seen you with your DS.
Oh, yeah.
I know, the blue one. Like, is that a DS, motherfucker? That's what we started this show before. After, I was like, motherfucker, you got a 3DS? You got a DS over here? Yeah, man.
Hell, yeah. And then I showed up with a Game Boy Advance once.
Yeah, that's what it was, your GBS. Yeah. Your GBA, I mean, excuse me, your GBA. That's what it was.
I love it.
Two, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Next piece of news. You cannot name horses Nintendo in Red Dead Redemption 2. That shit's funny right there.
Now I gotta try it. What you name your horse, fool?
A Roscoe, after my dog.
Oh, how cute.
I know, and then he died, and so I started the game. I started a save over, because I'm like, no, I can't have that.
Damn, man. I named my animal.
That's a good one. I like that one.
It's after the Muppet Baby. The Muppet Baby animal.
Let's see what else we got here. EA, Anthem is a fabulous game, excitement building internally and externally. So that's coming from EA, so I don't know how much I believe their own hype.
It looks great.
It looks great. I agree.
No, it looks way better. It looks like it's been, you know, did you watch the recent?
Yeah, it does look good, man. I'm going to get it. I definitely want to play it.
Like I still have my reservations, but it's also the BioWare fanboy in me that's really hoping that they not even fully sabotage the Andromeda, you know, because it actually turned out to be better over time, but it just didn't live up to it. From what I'm seeing, I mean, I'm hoping it's finally what Destiny was supposed to be when Destiny was released, and that's what it's looking like. So after this latest gameplay, I'm actually really hopeful that it'll be a lot of fun. I'll probably finally be out for Red Dead by that time.
Yeah, me too, hopefully. I don't know, hopefully, though, man. I'm really loving my experience, but we'll get on to that. And last piece of news, Walmart.com leaks one of their Black Friday sales. $199 PS4 Slim Marvel Spider-Man bundle. What the fuck? That's awesome. $200 for a PS4 Slim with Spider-Man.
Yes. Can't beat that, bro. Yeah.
I may go pick that up just so I have another PS4 in my game room. Like, $200? That's really not... That's a good fucking deal. Especially with Spider-Man. I'll create a whole new account. I don't even give a shit.
Nah, I could trade in the old Destiny bundle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might have to look into that one. That might not be a bad idea. Sounds like a good deal there, sir.
Oh, oops, sorry. I said last piece of news, but one more last piece of news. The new iPad Pro might be as fast as an Xbox One S, and this is what the headline says, but no one gives a shit. I had to say that. I had to put that out there, because who gives a crap?
I can dig it.
That's the news this week. That was a live news reading. I like it. I enjoyed that. Well, we shall be back momentarily with our discussion of Red Dead Redemption 2. Or should we just roll right into it?
That's what she said, bro.
Boo! Love it. Let's just roll right into it. Todd, Red Dead Redemption 2. The game that people have been waiting for what now? Was it...
8 years.
8 years is 2010, right? The original one?
8 years. No, the original. Well, yeah, that's about right.
Well,
yeah.
The first one. Yeah, not Red Dead Revolver.
Revolver, but yeah, because they started making it right after they made the Red Dead Redemption 2. Okay.
I got.
You know the fan.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you about to say?
I was going to ask you. I was going to start it with a question. So Red Dead Redemption is both one of our favorite games, right? A lot of hype built up. I played it this year, but I'm interested more in your take on it as someone who hasn't played the original Red Dead Redemption in a few years, does the memory of the first game, like, does that weigh in the back of your mind while you're playing it, or was it when you started the game, did it just all come back and just blow away in your mind the memory of the first game and felt like a whole new experience? And kind of what was your initial response starting the game?
Well, I mean, if you've played the game, it, of course, it's going to give you some nostalgic feeling. You're going to have a little bit of more information on just what's going on in the universe. But I also, at the same time, I don't think you need to have ever played it or even know anything about Red Dead to be able to appreciate the just technical marvel that is Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
The abundance of everything that's going on from the first time that you cut it on. I think the most important question, or the real question is at this point, is this the game of the year? I'm still on the we're not going to have that conversation in depth right now, but I think that's definitely the question. And I mean, I could see how a lot of content creators in particular would automatically just be like, it's no question, motherfucker. I could see how a lot of fans could be like, it's no question. I mean, we were going to have that conversation once we really had a conversation, say, okay, this is the game of the year. But we led off, man. You know, I'm kind of biased, so I'm unfortunately more so comparing it to Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm comparing it to God of War,
yep,
or Spider-Man of this year.
Yep.
Right? Graphically, everything else. Like, Red Dead Redemption 2 holds a special place in my heart regardless. Regardless of Red Dead Redemption of now. I mean, Red Dead Redemption original. You know what I'm saying? I keep saying 2. Because it's fucking Screaming Cowboy in my head. That video with that Screaming Cowboy in my head. Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, like how you posted on the page. I legit would be in random places and just be like, damn it, Screaming Cowboy. I need to get home and play the game. So that's the addictive aspect of it. But I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, this is just a good conversation about it because we've been playing it, but we hadn't really had a chance to really talk about it. And it's just so much to it. It's hard to wrap it up into a concise conversation.
It is.
That alone is the part where the game of the year question for me is, shit, it's not even about the game per se. It's about the game within the game that Rockstar always perfects. It's the random shit that happens. The memes and the videos that come up that elicit honest, like, laughter or whatever. So
for real,
I don't know. Yeah, like, other than it, I do, like, some people will be like, it just starts slow. I could see some people being like, that shit is boring and I don't have time to focus on all this shit. You know, I can understand that aspect of it, but those are some of my favorite parts of the game because that's where, I don't know, the unknown can happen just in your choices and how you want to play the game. It's graphically, we don't need to talk about that. It's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? The gameplay, I'm playing it on the pro. I have not run into, like, frame rate drops or a lot of open world problems that you run into with other games. Like, I'm missing out on Assassin's Creed right now because of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the mess that was Origins, as much as I love that, you're not running into any of those problems. The story, as I got past the first chapter, it's starting to pick up and make a little bit more sense. And I can't compare this game to anything else as far as the side stories and the options on how huge that shit is alone. I mean, I'm kind of feel like I'm overusing this term now. Like, everybody says epic, but I think it's undeniable that this is a masterpiece. And I almost want to have like a cop out look at it and say, okay, this might actually be the game of the decade in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
but maybe not my game of the year.
I can see the arguments against it too. I mean, I've heard the arguments against it. People were, there's different opinions. A lot of people say it's too slow, it's too boring to begin with. You know, those first whatever 5-6 hours of gameplay. However, you know, I'm seeing something different here. I'm seeing that Red Dead Redemption 2 succeeded where, and this is going to be the craziest thing, it succeeded where games like Sea of Thieves and No Man's Sky initially failed. And by that, and I'm not talking about a massive multiplayer option, create your own adventure, they created a single player create your own adventure that, yes, it does have story elements too, but like you said, the exploration in it you know, is really where that story lies. Like, that's where the story is for me. I've spent the last 6 hours of the game searching for fucking treasure, and I've loved all 6 hours of it. I mean, I can't knock it for that. There are some technical things, but what we're experiencing here is a year of revolution in video game design. Between God of War being one of the most beautiful single-player stories that really broke open that mold in a huge way, that's going to be, I think it's going to be due for single-player stories what Resident Evil 4 did for third-person action shooters. It's going to change those. We had Spider-Man, which broke a physics element. I mean, that was just, it's a beautiful game in its own right. And now we have Red Dead Redemption 2, which is, again, redefining the open world game. I mean, it really is. Spider-Man was not on rails, and it was more open world, but it did something with physics, and it still felt like just kind of a general overworld, you know, open world game. But Red Dead really breaks open that mold with the little things that are hidden throughout the game, the things that you find. I mean, I had an experience where I was riding back into town, and it wasn't Valentine, it was another town, and there was a man running away from a ranch. I chased after him. I hogtied his ass. The guy walks up, said, "Thank you, stranger." I did my little interaction. I said, "You're welcome." And then he picks the guy up and drags him back to the farm. Why is that so cool? It just is. Because that option could have gone either way. I could have shot the man instead of hogtying him. I could have shot the guy chasing him. I could have left it all alone. And it's going to affect conversations later, too, which is so impressive to me. I mean, your conversations will dictate, your conversations will in the game will be dictated by your actions. And I think that's kind of a beautiful thing. The fact that you can lose your hat is just, it's a stupid thing I love. Like, it's so tiny, but it's so impressive. The fact that you can, you know, be riding along and you can choose, like in the original Red Dead Redemption, to help somebody or not, or completely ignore them however you want to. I mean, but those options are expanding, because in the original one, those kept repeating. And this one, I have not had a situation repeat itself quite yet. I don't know, man. This is going to be a hard year for Game of the Year, and Red Dead Redemption 2 makes it even harder.
Well, I mean, let's keep it real. It's going to win Game of the Year,
though. It really is. It really is.
Like, we're having this conversation because we got to keep it real with ourselves and shit like that. But it's going to win.
They've done something here that I just cannot. I mean, it's hard to fathom the creativity and the work that they put into this thing. Because if you think about all of the elements that are involved, all those choices. I mean, I went back to camp and I had killed a cow. No, it was a deer, but I couldn't skin the deer. And I went back to camp, and I had a conversation with somebody. And during that conversation, I said, you know, my character, he goes, "I've been killing a lot of animals lately, and just really for no reason, and not even doing anything with them." Like, the game was telling me, hey, stop that. Like, that's, I mean, you can do it if you want, obviously. But, you know, that kind of affects the character's conversations and how people see you in the future. Have you trespassed on somebody's land yet, Todd?
Nah, and I tried. Like, I even found a place, like, it was a scarecrow out there, and I went on the land and everything, but I think I ended up doing a mission. But I just want to that's the point of the game, too. Like, some of the little individual experiences that you had, it's amazing how it just is unique to each person. Because, like, I'm thinking, man, it was this one decision I made. It was this chick in the road, and a horse had fallen on her, and I could have left her, but I decided to go fuck with her. I pulled the horse off of her, and she needed a ride back into town. But I forgot I had just killed the legendary bear, and I had the pelt on the back, and it was just like, you don't have enough room to put the girl on a horse. And I sat there and contemplated for a moment. I said, I could leave her, or I could leave my pelt. And then I was like, fuck that bitch. And then I kept it moving. Like, I was just like, I see you. Look, I saved you. I pulled a horse off you, motherfucker. Figure it out. Walk to town. Can't be that far. It's about to get dark. Not unanswering this motherfucking bear. It just revenant scratched the shit out of me. I still got the claws in my back. ah, and then I went and I left her, and but I still thought, I was like, damn, and she was talking and shit. She was just like, so, hey, I don't have any room. Oh, okay, I guess I'll just walk. That's why, I guess you are, because I'm gone.
Hell
legendary
yeah.
Bear pelt. Legendary bear pelt. And I felt kind of fucked up about it, but I was like, well, I mean, I'm a cowboy. It's the, you know, they got cotton fields in here. I can feel how I want. It's about survival around this bitch.
Hell yeah.
My bad, man. I'm sorry. I just...
No. That's perfect, though, because it, like... Have you felt more moral choices in a game than this one?
I don't think so, sir.
I mean, I feel some kind of way about every choice I come across. Like, I have to sit there and contemplate what I'm doing here.
And I can see how it could grind somebody's gear. Okay, because, I mean, let's paint the proper picture here.
Yeah.
I understand for somebody that doesn't have 100 hours a week to dedicate to gaming.
Yeah.
How their time and their money is important. I think that's kind of where our little niche comes in as far as gaming is concerned. And the scope that I'm coming from and you are coming from is more similar to that. We're not getting like review copies ahead of time to where we can reserve these games. We probably still would be the same way if we did. So if somebody wants to send them to us, fuck with us. Well, we have to look at it like, okay, what is going to be able to consume my time and have the most value? And I don't know. Bang for your buck, $60 for the amount of time that you can spend with this game and not even scratch the surface of it. Like, I may spend more hours with this game, or it's maybe equivalent to what I did with Skyrim. And that's saying a lot. I don't know. But it remains to be seen. I don't online. I saw something that you could buy land already and shit like that. Like, I don't know, bro.
That's the thing, man. The online's really going to... I think the online itself and how they release that online for me is going to kind of affect the way I see the game. Because I've never been excited for online until now.
Like, will it start Ragnarok?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Is that... you know what I'm saying? I thought 2K started Ragnarok. Microtransaction Ragnarok, but will this start Ragnarok? Because I don't know. I'm already plotting on, like, I'm gonna have my posse together. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna get online, just get an hour in with my boys, hang out, and hopefully maybe Anthem will be good enough to snap me out of that shit.
Yeah.
Before I'm because there's gonna be some real world money involved in this. I think they already, I need to look this up. I know this one is a little bit looser, you know what I'm saying? But I think they already made like almost 800 million. I need to fact check that. But
they've
already made a ton
of money.
Ridiculous amount of money so far, bro.
Yeah, they've made a shit ton of money off this game already. I mean, it's one of these games that comes along every 5-10. That's the amazing thing about 2018, though, for me, is we've had three games that, generally speaking, only come along once every 10 years. Like, that's the craziest thing to me. As we're having a conversation about these three games that everybody's talking about.
Any three of these games, if they came out in a year that Red Dead Redemption 2 doesn't come out,
yeah,
we could be game of the year easily.
100.
No problem. But this here, this shit right here, pound for pound across the board, it's gonna get it. Like the fanboy, the God of War purist in me is like, nope, because God of War doesn't fall into some of the hang-ups that true open world games do. It was more streamlined, and I still think the graphics were better, or whatever. But I don't know. That's I don't even know if that's really true. That's just how I feel about it.
Yeah,
Red Dead Redemption is Rockstar at its finest. It got to the point where I started thinking about GTA while I was playing Grand Theft Auto. If I had a tie into the original Red Dead Redemption, I was like, damn, it almost feels like this is a major Easter egg. Like, this is the history of, and then in the future you get Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Like these Yankees come down to the South in Red Dead Redemption 2 and start that whole thing off. That this is the history actually going all the way back. That's how authentic it felt to that Rockstar thing that it do. Other than not being able to kill the prostitutes, I think I'm pretty cool.
The game is, it feels, they went for a sense of realism here, and they fucking nailed it. They nailed that shit. Between getting blackout drunk, Like, I started, I was like, all right, let me see how this goes, because I used to do that in Red Dead Redemption all the time, was just get drunk and watch my character, John, just like fall over and laugh my ass off. But watching it in this one, I got physically sick because it felt too real. It felt way too real for me. Like,
oh yeah, the Lenny level, because that shit was hilarious to me. And it was crazy. It was insane a little bit. It was like a level of, I was like, because it just kept going, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it just kept going, you know what I mean? From the passing out to the getting up to Lenny, you know, but it's just crazy, bro. Like, but to jump back, I also can understand how some people, it's not a perfect game.
No.
And I can understand how some people that do not prescribe to the gospel that is Red Dead Redemption 2 can feel that some of this shit is unnecessary, or, you know, some of the life choices as far as eating or drinking or sleeping, though they have an effect on the game, they don't have enough of an effect on the game, or they're too intrusive, or it's, you know, whatever. Me, I enjoy those things, though. Like, I like the idea, like, well, I gotta eat, I don't wanna get too skinny for my health. Like, those little choices aren't bad. I like the fact that it's not so overpowering that if I don't eat like a bowl of stew, that I'm not going to be able to complete this mission. I just might have to keep in mind what my supplies are on me.
Yep.
So, I don't know,
it forces you to hunt.
It made $725 million, my bad, specifically in 2 days.
That's insane. 725.
No, 3 days. Three days. Yeah, 725 fucking million.
Well, even in 3 days, that's crazy. Yeah,
I think that's the most any... This I'm not even going to look up, but I think that's the most any form of entertainment has ever made in that time span, and it beat out like Infinity War or some shit.
Yeah, I imagine
I'll double
so.
Check it or whatever, but it's ridiculous. 725 million. We ain't even talking online yet.
And we're not even talking like a $5 movie ticket or an $8 movie ticket. We're talking about a $60 game. A $60 game. That's incredible to me. Now, I did ask a couple of people just around what they thought. I asked one of my buddies who's, you know, he's a little bit older. He's got kids. But he was, you know, he recognizes that he has so little time, you know, to play video games. So he's got to be very careful about picking his battles, essentially, like what he's going to do. Well, the day he got it, he sent me a picture of the Red Dead Redemption 2 cover, and on the left instead of the name of Red Dead Redemption 2, it says, "My boss presents, I know that fucking game came out, you're not sick, get your ass to work or you're fired." And I freaking agree, man. I freaking agree. He said, "I downloaded it last Saturday, what a mistake, least productive weekend ever." He has told me more about this game. Now, he's the kind of dude that's not been playing the story. He's been going through and exploring everywhere, and I've been doing the same thing. I've been kind of getting lost in the exploration. But the stuff he's told me he's found, you know, he said he forgot to mention that he found what appeared to be a couple of serial killer vandalism messages under bridges. One has a bloody animal strung up by it. He says, "I haven't looked it up online yet to see what it's about, but I know it has to be something." He loves the game. I mean, he absolutely loves the freedom of exploration in the game. And just, like you said, the story within the story. Playing how you want to play. That's what I've been doing. I've just been riding around, enjoying the countryside, paying my bounties, and getting into trouble and bar fights. I spent 4 days in the same town. 4 days in the same town. Because two guys beat me up in a bar, and I was looking to get my revenge. They walk in the bar, and they said, "Hey, what the hell are you still doing here?" And we threw down right there. That's amazing. That's 4 days. 4 days in game. That's incredible to me.
Hell yeah, man. I feel you. And see, the flip side is I've always enjoyed Rockstar, like the great games. They do a great job of storytelling to me. Like, I enjoy them. So I've been trying to get through the story. But it's hard not to get off track into side missions and side quests. There's so many to go see some random guy who has a treasure map and choose whether or not to buy it from him or just do like I did and shoot at his feet and he'll drop it and then take it from them or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's so much like, man, trees falling on horses.
I love
motherfucking
it.
Elk, like, you know, like all these types of things. So I definitely can get it. And pound for pound, if you just had one game, you were like, damn, I need to really, you know, I want to experience something that's going to stretch out and really give me most bang for my buck. Red Dead Redemption is going to be dope, bro.
It is.
Especially when they throw that online on there.
Now, my question...
I mean, it already is dope. It already is up there.
My question for you, Todd, is what kind of criticisms would you have for the game?
I mean, for me, I can see clearly that first chapter was probably partially what I had going on in my life at that time, and I was just tired, but it literally put me to sleep like a great story that your grandfather would tell you before bed.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I can see how it's just, I've already basically stated the ones that I could agree with. Like, I mean, I can look outside of myself and say, okay, I can hear how somebody else's experience would be affected by just the speed of the game. It would be too much. It would be a little bit too, not even grindy. Grindy isn't the word I want to use. It's just the abundance of things that you could do. It's just like, do I really even need all of this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, do I even have time for all of this? Do I even want to take the time to go through all of this? Damn, like, I'd rather have just I can get in and out and, you know, have experience like Spider-Man. But then some people have said that Spider-Man was too easy. Or I can have God of War. See, God of War to me was that perfect balance, but that is extreme fanboy in me too. You know what I mean? God of War, I'm not going to spend as much time with God of War as I am with Red Dead Redemption. I'll stop playing Madden. I'm not playing anything else but Red Dead Redemption right now.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. I just come home, even if I'm getting an hour in or whatever I could get in, and it's just a part of the routine and I don't even think about it. Now, I still got a ways to go and we'll see. That's why this isn't like a review.
Yeah.
It's just that point of the game. I mean, we got to discuss the Red Dead. Shout out to Big Willie, because Willie been putting in work. Shout
Hell
out
yeah.
to my boy Spinks, because he been putting in work.
Rallio. Like, Rallio be at the game already.
That's what's up. Yeah, I ain't beat it yet, bro. I ain't beat it yet. What Rallio say?
Loves it. Perfect game, game of the year, 10 out of 10, all of those things.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, I can, that it's one game of the year, bro. It's one game of the year, period. It's no question about it.
Yeah, you this know? Is just, it's a beautiful experience all around. I mean, I just absolutely have fallen in love with the game. I can't wait to get on it tonight. Like, me and the wife are supposed to go to dinner, and I'm like, can we just, like, order pizza and I can play Red Dead?
Like, yeah, I already got the pizza ready, bro.
That's what I want.
I already got the pizza ready. Good.
This is
get
just,
back on as soon as we get off of here.
This has just been an incredible year for games, and Red Dead 2 for me is kind of like the exclamation point at the end of the sentence that ties it all back together. I mean, it's just, it's for me, it's the perfect kind of game because it's a game that's about the journey and it's not about the like the ending. Like, I can't wait to see where the story goes. Don't get me wrong. I want to see that because bringing back John, being in Dutch's gang, that's a really cool little touch. And I love that. I really love that. The fact that, you know, it's a prequel that's done right because you're playing as a new character. That's and I like my character. I do. I like this dude. I don't think I like him as much as John, but John had a reason for what he was doing. But we'll see in the story and where that goes because this is,
exactly.
Like you said, it's not a full review.
Yeah, because I mean, it's hard to call some of this shit without getting to certain points. But I definitely feel you too. I think they had to make them a little bit more open because there's so many options.
Yeah,
Marston was more locked in, and it's cool to see him in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert.
yeah. I mean, it's pretty much towards the beginning of the game, but it is a cool little thing. I will say the only thing that I have issues with, I've had an issue with. Was the game crashed on me at one point, but I firmly believe that was not Red Dead. I believe that was my Xbox, just because of the noise the Xbox was making at the time and the fact that the physical copy is two discs for install. That's insane. That's
bro
craziness.
And see, that's I really cannot figure out how they put the whole thing together. Like, as impressed as I was when God of War came out, I was like, there's no loading screens. my thing is for open world, and maybe it's just my experience, I haven't had problems that I just expect to have in games like this. I just personally have the only kind of pop-up glitch I caught, it was like a floating bottle once. And I'm sure some stuff will come up. But for all of the stuff that is going on, all of the possibilities and probabilities and the way the physics works and the way it feels when you walk through the shrubbery and the way your horse, even all, like, all these little details, and for it to run as smoothly as it does is a testament to the fucking sweatshop grind that these motherfuckers was on.
Hell yeah, it's
dude. Ridiculous.
Hell yeah. I mean, I sat there the other day, and actually it was last night, I found a carriage that was being robbed. So I shot the robbers, and the guy was like, hey, they were going to report this as stolen anyway, so go ahead and take the stuff. And I was like, well, he's leaving it. I'll free the horses. I freed one of the horses, and I did the thing where you point at the horse and tell him to go, so you slap him on the butt, and you're like, get out of here. And the thing kicked me in the head. It was a beautiful moment.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Why you said that, too? Because that is fucking ridiculous. I will say this. My personal one gripe, not even gripe, this is one of those type of games, anything that you have something critical to say, it's almost like pussy. But the shooting mechanics, the shooting on the game,
it's a little weird.
Some get those two. It's a little throw.
It takes a minute to get used to.
And I've had some moments, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Shoot there.
Yeah.
But you know, thank goodness for the dead eye still being fire as fuck. So, you know, worst case scenario. And it's not something that's so egregious where it's not going to be the game of the year, you know. Yeah. But it is something that takes some getting used to. They still haven't gotten that all the way right in my mind. But I mean, the fact that you can just place a mark on a map, and you can just go on a cinematic mode and get to that area, and it's the little things that you don't know that you can do. It's so much shit in the game, it's overwhelming. So if I mean, for some folks it might turn them off, but if you just take a little time with it and can appreciate the balls it took in a ADD finger quote world where low attention spans, for them to take a patient look at everything damn near that you do, it's got to be one of the dopest games of all time.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, the fact that I stuck a dynamite stick in a pile of pig shit and watched it explode all over a farmer while he didn't know I was there was the highlight of my evening last night. Just saying.
I don't think it's a better way to end the show than what you just did.
I'm sure we'll be back with a full review once we finish our story, but right now it's just incredible. But as we always do, if you agree or disagree with our opinions, let us know at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter at @stt_pod, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod. Todd, before we go, you got any final thoughts, my friend?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to say thanks to, I'm sure the tribe was involved in this. They had a list of, we did that top five horror list last week, and they went ahead and put, you know, the poll up and skipped the tutorial. We won, baby.
Boom.
We won. You know what I'm talking about? So whoever voted for me, man, on there, or voted for us on there, much appreciated. You know what I'm saying? That was real cool. But that's all I got.
Yes, sir. Well, until next time, as we always do, stay humble.
Humble. Yeah.